they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need the work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo.
All right, welcome back. 10:49 in the zone, Justin Ankry, joined by Chris Kane. In an especially argumentative mood today. Dealing with Christina LaCure over here today.
I hung out with you yesterday, so I'm...
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I do want to thank the folks at the Ronald McDonald House in Pleasant Valley for putting on a great event yesterday. It was fun. Didn't play very well. But it was fun anyway. That's the important thing.
I had fun.
It was for a great cause. That's the most important thing.
That is a great point.
More on that later. We'll when we know more about the Capitol campaign that they're working on, we'll let you know about that. But I know that if you want to write them a check anytime soon, they'll take it. So they'll have another event coming up here.
Check, cash, anything like that?
Yes. So last night, Drew Brees had a another big night, and the Saints roll to victory. I do want to see the Saints play at home. There's a chance we could stick around after UCA plays down at Nicholls State later this year and go to it's Saints and Niners, too, which is a good game. At least I think it will be. We'll see if the Niners can...
They have to pick themselves back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaepernick seemed to have gotten back on track a little bit last week, but I don't know. We'll see. So, the best quarterbacks in the league. We had that. We started having that debate this morning. Our young intern, who was equally argumentative as, well, myself and Chris today, started this debate. So, who are guys that are automatically guaranteed, no question about it, guys you would rather have and guys who have had more illustrious careers in their prime than Drew Brees?
Guys, so
you got your automatic locks, like Montana, right?
Yes.
Peyton Manning, is he an automatic guarantee,
yes,
no question at all?
Even though he's, yeah.
Tom Brady's a no question, right?
Yep.
Let's go there.
I put Manning up there.
I would too, but I gave you pause. So let's go with the automatic, no question, no debate. Nobody would ever say there's an issue with that. Brett Favre?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. John Elway?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think Drew Brees is going to have a hard time getting the top 10. It's great as he is. Okay, so who else? That's just off the top of our head.
Johnny U? What do you do? He's old school, I know.
I mean, you could make a case, I suppose. You'd have to look at it.
If you want to look based on pure numbers, then it's going to be Brees. But when you look at the success that he's had, or that he had, it's kind of hard to argue. One of the greatest.
I'll have to think about this. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Troy Aikman?
Yes.
Three Super Bowls?
Don't even.
Sorry, that's an automatic.
Come on.
There's no debate on that.
There's no debate on that.
What about Kurt Warner?
That was an interesting one that you brought up. Been to three, won one,
mm-hmm,
had a statistical explosion throughout his career, and you did say that was based on mostly the offense that he was in, but so you could argue the same fact for Drew Brees.
Well, you could argue the same fact for Peyton. I mean, yeah, and Brees is very similar.
Brees is very, very similar. It's a pass-happy attack no matter what. Marino?
Statistically, yes, but he didn't even win a Super Bowl. He only
Not
went to
a.
one.
What about Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly's a good one.
Went to four straight.
I lost them all.
All of them.
Pretty awesome.
Did
though.
You say Randall Cunningham?
No, I didn't. I don't know that he would be on the list. He's not really ever mentioned.
Okay.
Kelly,
yes.
I don't know. I'll have to do some thinking. We'll have to look at some numbers. We'll have to look. And you got to balance wins and stats because it's not just one or the other. There are a lot of guys. If you're going to do top 10 statistical quarterbacks, I don't know that Montana would make the list. But you have to put them up there with the number of wins. If you went in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Randy in Conway says, I had to leave the show for 30 minutes. You guys introduced me to Lord. She is bad. Is that good bad or bad bad? I don't know anybody who doesn't like her.
Is Michael Jackson bad?
Maybe it's Michael Jackson bad. I don't know anybody who doesn't like her in some way or another. James and Gurdon, was that Roger or RJ on that video clip? Cowboys do get in their own way a lot. I agree with Sterling. The realist calling himself the realist is the equivalent of you calling yourself the tallest. I hope Phil gets well soon, and Chris is doing a great job of providing the Simon to your Garfunkel. Well, that's nice, James.
Thank you.
J5 says, it's annoying when people make rash generalizations, then complain about said generalizations, only to have holes poked in the generalizations by the co-host. Keep it up, Christian. Thanks, J5. He did do a good job. Billy the Kid, Sugarcane, Justin isn't angry because you questioned him. It's because of his medulla oblongata is oversized.
Mama said.
Randy says, real good, bad, hot too. She's only 16, so take it easy. But she is fantastic.
Depends on which state you're in, if that's a problem.
Well, let me tell you the state I find myself in when I listen to Lorde, a transical state. Because every song, I don't even know what she's singing about. If you went through and read the lyrics to some of her songs, I don't know that there's much to be made of that. But I find the songs to be very compelling.
Doesn't she bite on wedding rings or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
She dreams of Cadillacs and Maybachs. She's fantastic, I think.
She's space.
She also has a song
out.
That I find also, it's like, it's sort of addictive. It's called Tennis Court.
Yeah, that's the new one.
I don't know what that song is. I don't know what that means. The song doesn't make any sense to me.
You just go with it.
It says, let's go down to the tennis court and... Whoa.
That's too much to handle.
Let's go down to the tennis court and then it doesn't go anywhere. I'm trying to think what the line is. But anyway, it's a great song. If you can find it, Matt, I like it. Again, the lyrics sometimes are great and that's the star of the show. Sometimes just the song is so catchy. It's like saccharin. I don't know.
Stevia.
Yeah, it's healthier, I guess. Not everybody's on board with this young lady, but I think she's quite good. Yesterday, press conference for Brett Bielema, talking about, well, everything related to the game against Florida will be a great challenge. Brandon Allen, if he's healthy, certainly much less of a challenge. And again, I was surprised by his stat line, Chris. I don't know if you were. The fact that he threw for under 50% last week.
I didn't.
I wouldn't have thought that. If you would have told me he threw for under 50%, I would have been surprised.
There were a few misses that were a little glaring. I was wondering on a couple if it was a missed route or if it was the fact that he underthrew his receiver a couple sideline throws. And then there were a couple that were behind. His receivers kind of bailed him out a few times, like Keon Hatcher.
Yeah.
He didn't look like the Brandon Allen we saw in the first two games. I mean, obviously he kept him in it. But I think, you know, your first game back, you're going to have a little rust on. You made some good throws, though, at the same time.
He did. 17 of 36, and Brett Bielema talking about him. We'll play that clip in our Razorback Report. Jim's Razorback Pizza Razorback Report coming up. Also, Jim Harris will join us at the top of the hour. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys. Man, you're talking about quarterbacks. You kind of skirted past several.
Okay.
That right there in the top five or six.
Who you got?
Montana Young and Staubach and Bradshaw.
Montana Young, Staubach, and Bradshaw. Bradshaw, again.
That's the one that I was.
You've got the wins, but you don't have the, statistically speaking, I don't know that he's in the conversation by comparison to some of these other guys. Staubach's a good one, too. I mean, those are all good. Yeah. Young, I love. And I actually said that earlier that, you know, I would put Steve Young in there. I could make a case for Steve Young. He, unfortunately, did not have as much time on the field as he could have or should have probably in his career, sitting behind Joe Montana for
Not Joe Montana.
A lot of good years. So... But, yeah, Steve Young's a great one, without a doubt. He's one of my favorites.
He was exciting.
My favorite left-hander of all time. No offense, Boomer Esiason. Yeah.
What about Johnny U?
Well, how many wins?
Johnny U?
I mean, Johnny U's great, but he came up during a time when there were guys that, or rather teams that were pretty much, you know, running the ball. But, you know, regardless of what the stats are and how many years, I mean, Staubach and Bradshaw had, you know, cumulatively like five or six NFL championships, and then you had Young and Montana that had a couple apiece, and, you know, you can't discount that.
That's a fair point. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Johnny Unitas, the 14th leading passer in NFL history.
10-time Pro Bowler. He finished 18 NFL seasons, completing 54% of his passes, 40,000 yards, 290 touchdowns, 253 interceptions.
The bottom line for this conversation is, does Drew Brees belong in the top 10? That's the question.
He's getting close.
Man, he's been awesome to watch.
And if his career continues like this, I think by the end of it, we'll say yes.
People discount him, too, because he's undersized a little bit. But, man, has he achieved.
I think that makes you – some people root for him even more, though.
Well, I root for him more because of it. And the fact that Oprah tried to wipe that birthmark off his face, too, when he came on her show years ago, which was hilarious. Anyway, it's 10:58. That means hour one is in the books. Coming up, Jim Harris will join us. We'll look back on the Arkansas performance against A&M, look ahead to Florida, and talk about some other SEC and college football. If Jim has any thoughts on the pros, we'll take that as well. So,